This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Rabbi Shmuel Chanoich Ben Gershon Zecher Tzadik L'Brocha Chof Beis Cheshvin, Wednesday the 7th of November, Rabbi Moshe Steinhaus, When to Feed Your Goldfish.
We're going to discuss today maybe a not such a well-known halacha. It can be relevant to some of us. Gemara says two places in Shas, it's Gemara in Brochus, in Daf Mem, it's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Beis, the last line of Gemara in Perek HaNizokim. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asur la'odam lechoil, one may not eat, Kredim she'yachil le'bemtoi, before one feeds his animal. If someone is looking after animals, someone owns animals, and the poskim say that doesn't have to be in his own house, even if he has them out in the field, he's not allowed to eat until he feeds his animals. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'nosati Esev b'sodcha lifemtecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I will give Esev a plantation b'sodcha in your fields lifemtecha for your animals. And only afterwards it says, V'alchalta v'savata, and you will eat and be satisfied. So we see that just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is worried to feed the animals before he feeds humans, so too, people, when they come to eat in the morning, whatever time of the day it is, they must be careful to look after the animals before looking after themselves. That's what the Gemara says. Another Makor is brought in the Sefer Chasidim from this week's Sedra, the Pasuk of this week's Sedra, when Eliezer arrived in the house of Besuil, the Pasuk says, Vayosimu teven umispoi lagmalim, they gave fodder, straw lagmalim, only afterwards it says that they put a meal in front of Eliezer. Now, what's the reason of such a halacha? Why should the person have to worry about his animals before himself? Most of the poskim say that this is mitam tsar balechayim. Just as there's a halacha also brought down that one must feed his animals, which most poskim take on, the She'ilas Yaivet says, Tzar Balechayim, and Tzar Balechayim applies to all, whether it's behemoths, chayas, oifas, dogim, all live animals, or all oifas as well, birds and fish. The halacha is that one must feed them because of Tzar Balechayim. So too, one must be careful to feed them before one eats oneself. Some say it's so that one shouldn't forget. But that's the makor, and any animal, any living thing, living bria, that there's a din tzar balechayim, and so too this halacha, one must make sure to feed it, and also to feed it before one eats oneself. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says a slightly different idea. The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Avodim, talking about an Eved Kanani, the Rambam says that although mitzad hadin, Mutter lavoi be'evet kanani beforech, one may make an evet kanani work as hard as one wants. Afal pisha hadin kach, midas chasidus, vedarche achochma, sheyiyah odom rachmon, veroidiv tzedek. A person should teach himself to have pity on his evet, roidiv tzedek, he should run after doing kindness and good. Velo yachbid ulay al abdo, he shouldn't make life too difficult for his evet. Ve'achileu ve'ashkeu, he should feed him, he should give him to drink, mikol ma'acholoy, mikol ma'ashkeu, from everything he eats himself, from anything he drinks himself. And chachomim ha'rishoynim ha'yunoisnim le'eved, they used to give their avodim, mikol tavshim le'tavshil shayu oichlim, anything they ate, they would give something to the eved as well. But not just that, umakdimin mozoin ha'behemois v'ha'avodim al sudas atzmon. Chassidim ha'rishoynim would be careful to be makdim, to give first to the Eved, the servants, and the animals, before they ate themselves. Now the Rambam seems to be implying, that the reason of this halacha is to teach oneself Midas Rachmanus. The poskim ask that the Rambam seems to say that it's a Midas Chasidus, it's an added extra, it's not Me'ika Adin. The Gemara says quite clearly, the Osu La'odam Lechel, it's also for one to eat, before eating oneself. Mrs. Zalman, Evan Ozla, asked the Kasha on the Rambam. But the Rambam seems to be saying that the Makor, the reason for this halacha, is to teach oneself Midas Rachmanus, to have pity on other people, on living things, and it's for that reason that the halacha is to feed one's animals before one looks after his own food. Now there's a big shaila in the poskim whether this din is a deraisa or a rabbanon. Is it minat Torah? And the pasuk is only asmachta ba'alma. The Chazal blamed it as if to say on the pasuk. The Maharam Rottenberg says that it's a issa deraisa. The Magen Avraham brings it down la halacha. It's a issa deraisa for one to eat oneself before feeding animals. Although most poskim don't agree with it, and the Shvus Yaakov, the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov says it's definitely only a Rabbanon, the Rambam seems to be taking on, it's only a Maila, it's a Midas Chasidus, but the Maram Rottenberg says, it's a Din deraisa. Now the Gemara Lamaisa Paskin the Halacha, based on this, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and the Gemara says like this, we know that after making a Brocha, Amitzi Lechem in the Oretz, one may not be mafsik, between the brocha and the achila. One has to eat straight away. No talking, no hefsek. No breaks between the brocha and the achila. But that's also a well-known halacha, that something which is tzorech hasuda, necessary for the suda, one may say between the brocha and the achila. For example, if there's no salt on the table, then one may say, bring the salt, because the salt is tzorech hasuda, it's necessary for the meal, as one's allowed to be mafsik with such a dibur, such words between the brocha and the achila. Says the Gemara that since the halacha is that one may not eat before feeding the animals, therefore if one remembers after a brocha that he hasn't looked after his animals yet, he may give instruction to someone to go feed the animals before he eats. I mean, so important it is to have to feed the animals before eating oneself, that even to be mafsik, to make a break between the brocha and the achila of Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz, to give instruction to feed the animals, is mutter. And not just that, the Gemara says, and that's the chiddush that the Magen Avraham brings out, that when one comes afterwards to eat the bread, there's no halacha that you have to make a brocha again. That means it's tzorech hasuda. This instruction to feed the animals is tzorech, it's necessary for the suda. And by many other things, that wouldn't be the case. Magen Avraham is talking about if someone makes a bracha on Motzei Shabbos to eat bread, and then he remembers he hasn't made Havdalah yet. What should he do? Says Magen Avraham, he should make Havdalah then, because he can't eat before making Havdalah. So he's got to make Havdalah before he eats. But after Havdalah, he's got to make a bracha again, Hamitzi Lechem and Oretz. Because he was mafsik. Someone who makes a hefsik, makes a break between the bracha and the achila, has to make another brocha. Frek the Magen Avraham, there's a halacha brought down in the poskim. Rabbi Rottenberg says that if one remembers he hasn't fed the animals, he should give instruction to feed the animals and he doesn't have to make a brocha again. If you make a hefsek between a brocha and achila, you should have to make a brocha again. Says Rabbi Rottenberg, no. Since the halacha not to eat before feeding the animals is an isra deraisa, it's an isra min atoira, so that becomes tzorech hasuda, to make sure the animals are fed before one eats oneself. Something which is tzorech hasuda, is necessary for the suda itself, is not called a hefsek, and therefore there's no need to make a bracha over again. Whereas havdalah is only a din derabbanan, says the Magen Avraham, it's only a din derabbanan, definitely the issa achila, koydim havdalah is the issa derabbanan, and a din derabbanan cannot make such a dibur, the havdalah is tzorech hasuda. That's what the Magen Avraham says, Mori de Kechidosh. But it shows us how this halacha of the osa, lechel, koidem, shiachel, behemtoi, becomes, it's so important, it becomes part of the suda, it becomes tzorech hasuda, to make sure the animals are fed before one eats himself.
So would he have to go out himself and feed the animals?
It doesn't say that in the Gemara. I was wondering myself as well. But what we do see in the Gemara is that once you've given instruction to feed the animals, then that's already a kiyum of the halacha of asa lechel kodem, which is also brought down in the poskim, that it seems in the Gemara that although the animals haven't yet been fed, one may go ahead and eat his own bread, knowing that instruction has been given and animals will be fed. That means it's not important that animals should have eaten already, it's important that animals shouldn't have been forgotten about. They should be looked after before one eats oneself. That's really part of the suda. That belongs to the suda. The chiddush over here is that although the animals are not sitting at your table, they were never invited to the meal, But to give instruction for the animal becomes tzurich hasuda because it's so important. Bringing salt is itself part of the suda.
Enough to be
mafsik, yeah. Now, how much? What this issa not to eat before feeding the animals? Does that mean even to taste something as asa, or only to have a meal, to sit down for a meal? The Gemara is talking about bread. Hamotzi lechem in the aretz. What about taking a snack? Is that also before feeding the animals? So there's a big machlokes in the poskim about this point. The emes is that it seems to be a stira in Gersois in the Gemara, because the Gemara in Bracha says, Asur l'adam lechel, to eat before feeding the animals. The Gemara in Gittin says that it's also shayit oim klum. It's also to taste anything before feeding the animals, which would imply that even tasting something, even having a snack, is also before feeding the animals. And the truth is that in Brochus, the Rif and the Rosh quote the Gemara, and they quote the Gemara with the Girsa of the Gemara in Gittin, the Osr shayit oim. So the Rif and the Rosh bring down the halacha that even tasting something is also before feeding the animals. There are some poskim, the Nishmas Odom writes that he tries to make shalom between the two Gemaras, and he says that there's no stira in Gemara, and the Gemara that says also shayito im klum is also referring to a te'ima as the beginning of a meal. That means, and the truth is, there's a raya from the Gemara. One's made the bracha and mitzi lechem in aretz. Why can't you just take one bite and then go out and feed the animals, or then give instruction to feed the animals? Why does he have to be mafsik between the brocha and the achila? It would seem that even taking one bite of bread is also asa before feeding the animals. Says the Nishmas Adam, but that's only if the te'ima is the haschala or part of the suda. If it's the beginning of the suda, then that's also asa koydam his machil is behemoth. But just to go and take a snack, not as part of the suda, says the Nishmas Adam, that would be mutter before feeding the animals as well. And the halacha makes a lot of sense. It's quite understandable that eating any part of the suda, we find it in the Ge'ah to many different halachas, that even a small bite as part of a suda is called an achila bekvius, it's called a fixed achila, and that's nechshav a chiluk of the suda. However small it may be, part of the suda is considered a proper achila, and that achila, the Shvan Sodom is saying, would be also kredem before his mach and his behemoth. But a snack, not as part of the suda, that would be mutter. Having said that, there are many poskim that paskim that even a snack is also before feeding the animals. The Beis Yosef says, the Shvas Yaakov, the Ksav Sofer, they all bring down that it's also to even to taste something small before feeding the animals. Now the Sefer Chassidim says that this halacha only applies to eating, not to drinking. Shasiya, drinking, one may drink before giving the animals to drink. Before giving the animals to eat as well. Now his Makoyer is from a pasuk in this week's Sedra. The pasuk says, by Eliezer Rivka, the pasuk says that Rivka gave the animals to drink before, like, sorry, gave Eliezer to drink before giving the animals to drink. Shaseiv gamlig malacha ashta, first drink yourself, and afterwards, only afterwards, I will feed the animals. Which would seem that drinking is different from eating. That's what the Sefer Chassidim says. Why should drinking be different to eating? So, the Chasam Sofer says in Svara that humans suffer more from lack of drink than from lack of eat. The tsar, the pain, the discomfort involved in not drinking is worse, is more than the discomfort from not eating. And although Chazal, the Torah maybe, was makpid not to eat before feeding the animals, but drinking, which is a bigger tsar, more discomfort to humans, that the Torah wasn't makpid to be machil, to give the animals to eat or to drink before drinking oneself. The Erechayim HaKadosh also uses such a svara in this week's Sedra, but using the Svara, he actually argues with the Sefer Chassidim. Doesn't bring down the Sefer Chassidim, but he argues with the Sefer Chassidim. The Pasuk says, by Rivka, after she gave Eliezer his water to drink, the pasuk says, "Vatachal lehashkoisoi." She completed. She finished giving him to drink. Vatoyman, she said, "Gamli gmalecho eshal." I will draw water for your camels as well. So the Rechaim is medayik the pasuk. Why does it say "Vatachal lehashkoisoi"? And she finished. She completed her job of giving him to drink. Why does it not say "Vayachal lishtois"? He finished drinking, and then she went over to give the animals. Why does the Torah talk about what she's doing rather than what he was doing? The Chayra, the Torah should say, after he finished drinking, that would be the normal way of describing what happened. Afterwards, Rivka decided to draw water for the camels. Why does the Pasuk say, Vatachal, she completed, Zopar Rechaim HaKadosh? The Gemara says that it's also for someone to eat before feeding the animals. So why? How come Eliezer drank? How come Rivka gave Eliezer to drink before looking after the animals? Zokta Rechaim, that when do we say that it's also to eat before feeding animals? That's only someone who's not very hungry. Someone who's really bizarre, really uncomfortable, terribly hungry or thirsty. There's no chiyuv to hold yourself back from eating or drinking until you give the animals to eat or drink. If you're bizarre, if you're properly in pain, very uncomfortable, for example, the end of a tannis or something like that, there's no chiyuv to go and feed your animals before you eat yourself. Rivka noticed that Eliezer seemed to have been very, very thirsty, extremely thirsty, and she thought in such a position, Eliezer would be allowed to drink before giving his camels. But that's only to relieve his discomfort. So she drew a little bit of water and she gave it to Eliezer. Once Eliezer had relaxed and his tsar, his pain, had subsided, only afterwards she went and gave the animals to drink. But Eliezer wasn't finished drinking it. She only gave that camel to drink after the tsar, the pain that Eliezer was seemingly suffering from, had subsided. Afterwards she went to look after the animals, and then Eliezer would carry on drinking himself. So we see that Rechaim HaKadosh is taking on that drinking also has this halacha of not feeding or giving to drink a person before animals. But the Mokrim Tsar, where there's special pain, then humans are allowed, even by achila, even by eating, humans are allowed to eat before being machil the animals. Therefore, what Rivka did was, she made sure that the pain, the Tsar of Eliezer, had gone. Only afterwards she went to give the animals to drink. And then Eliezer finished to make himself even more comfortable, he drank even more. But that's again not like the Sefer Hasidim, because the Sefer Hasidim says that this halacha does not apply at all to animals. To drinking. Now, there's a tshuva in Reb Moshe, Igros Moshe.
The tshuva arrived from there that the Mokam Tzar.
I'm just bringing out that the Rechaim HaKadosh, he brings this Gemara as a kasha. If there was a chiluk between Shziya and Achila, then he wouldn't have to say this teretz. He could say that the din doesn't apply to Shziya at all. So the Rechaim seems to be taking on that the Svara, and the truth is that the Svara, they are the same, unless you say, like Chasam Sofer says, but there's no Makor really for the Svara of the Chasam Sofer. So really, eating and drinking should be the same, and because of that, he says his Shtikal Torah to answer the Pasuk. Right, good. Yeah, good. The Shoel asked Reb Moshe, the Tshuva Nigros Moshe, Rechaim Chelik Beis, Simon Beis. He doesn't understand the raya of the Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says that Shesia, by drinking, this din doesn't apply. So the Shoel wrote to Reb Moshe, he doesn't understand what is the raya of the Sefer Hasidim. So the whole halacha in the Gemara, if one has animals, so before one looks after oneself, you have to look after the animals. But if someone else is coming to feed, well, like Rivka. Rivka came to give Eliezer to drink. So Rivka had a mitzvah. A mitzvah, whether it was Gemilas Chasodim, to feed to give Eliezer to drink. That's poshut, that the chesed to humans comes before chesed to animals. So that even if it would have been eating, if you come to feed someone, to give someone to eat, and his animals as well. So of course, Fashteitzach, you have to feed humans before you feed animals. Chesed to humans is koidem, precedes chesed to animals. So what's the raya of the Sefer Hasidim? that drink doesn't apply this halacha. Even if it would apply the halacha. But that's all if one's eating oneself. So before, as if to say it's selfish to eat yourself before looking after your animals. That's all if you're eating yourself. If someone else is coming to feed you, he doesn't have to feed your animals before feeding you. His mitzvah of chesed to feed you is definitely before the mitzvah of feeding animals.
If you have mitzvah to feed animals for meat.
Oh, right. Yeah, good. Right. That's what Rabbi Moshe wrote back. So that was the kasha. And the truth is that there are some poskim, Ksav Sofer and Tshuva brings B'Shem L'Chasav Sofer, that this halacha of the Gemara, the Osa Lecha U'Koydim Shiyachel Abayimtoi, only applies if one's eating oneself, if it's your own food, at home or wherever, your own food, you're feeding yourself, you're looking after your own needs, you should look after your animals' needs before your own. Sorry?
They have to be your own animals.
Yes, that's also true, they have to be your own animals. But if someone else is coming to feed you and your animals, his chiyuv, his mitzvah to feed you, comes before his mitzvah to feed your animals. Gemilas chasodim la'adam is before any gemilas chasodim la'behemoth. So avada, he has to give you first, not just that. Because he's giving it to you, you may eat it before he feeds your animals. As I state in Chasam Sofer. But Rav Moshe didn't take on like that. And Rav Moshe answered back to the shoyl. There's a long arichas in Rav Moshe about it. But Rav Moshe answered back on this kasha. He says that really we have to understand. Gemilas chasodim, there's only gemilas chasodim to humans. There's no halacha of gemilas chasodim to animals. And even Tzar Balachayim, says Rav Moshe, only applies by your own animals. It's your achrayas to feed your animals, because otherwise, where are they going to get food from? But there's no din in Tzar Balachayim to go around the country feeding animals, go to the park and feed the ducks. There's no mitzvah because of Tzar Balachayim. Tzar Balachayim means not to cause pain to animals. But there's no halacha that you have to make sure to stop them going into a matzav, into a position of pain. There's no such halacha. So there's no din to feed animals. Unless they're your own, of course. Sorry? Okay, because then if he's actually in pain, then Mishum Tzav Al-Khaim, you're right, the Gemara says that's Mishum Tzav Al-Khaim. But here, to feed him, to make sure that he shouldn't get into a matzav of tzar, if he's starving hungry, then maybe yes. But just to go out to feed an animal before he's starving hungry, just his daily ration of food, there's no chiyuv. So why did Eliezer feed the animals? Why did Rivka feed the animals at all? If there's no chiyuv, gemilas chasodim to animals, so why did she give the animals to drink at all? The answer is, to save Eliezer the bother. Giving the animals to drink was a way of helping Eliezer rather than a way to give the animals to drink. Eliezer would have had to give them to drink himself. And for him to give them to drink would have been a big bother for Eliezer. So Rivka wanted to save him that bother. That's what she was doing. She was doing it for the owner rather than for the animals. Says Rav Moshe, that's poshut. If you have two people who need food, one for himself and one for his animals. But the one who needs the food for his animals doesn't need food for himself. Then that's poshut. If someone comes to be goimel chesed to these two people, then his chiyuv gemilas chasodim definitely comes first to feed the one who needs the food himself rather than the one who needs the food for his animals. Of course, there is a chesed to help the one who needs the food for his animals to get the food. But the chesed to feed someone is definitely much bigger and definitely precedes giving food to someone who needs it for his animals. That's all if we're talking about two different people. But if we're talking about one person who needs food for himself and his animals, Rav Moshe takes on that when you give food to someone, if he needs food for his animals, he's going to have to give that food to his animals. Because since there's a halacha for him, he has a halacha, the osur la'adam le'echol, koydim she'achol le'behemtoi. So when you give him the food, if his animals haven't yet been fed, that food he's going to have to give to his animals. So what Rivka was doing was, she was being mekayim, she was looking after Eliezer's own chiyuv of having to feed, to give to drink his animals before himself. And really, she should have given the animals first. If this din would apply even to Shzia, then how did she give Eliezer the water first? Eliezer had the chiyuv himself to give the animals to drink first, so she should have fed the animals before him. From there, the Sefer Chassidim Zeraya, why did she give Eliezer first and only afterwards his animals? From there, the Sefer Chassidim brings a raya. Must be that by Shia, this halacha doesn't apply. So what comes out from this, we see a machlokes Chassam Sofer and Reb Moshe, whether if someone receives food from someone else, is that this halacha, does this halacha apply to make sure to feed your animals before eating it yourself? Or Chassam Sofer takes on that food which is given to you, for you, doesn't have to go to your animals.
Could be the camels it doesn't apply.
Why should it not apply?
They're on 40 days of water at a time, so whether they wait another half an hour makes no difference.
Okay, that's it's nagia to halacha, we'll come to that in a second.
Yeah, it is more like Eliezer was thirsty than a camel.
Yeah, that's definitely true, yeah. In the other frayim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Erev Chaim, Simon Kustam Achzayim, Hilchos Berachos HaMozim, the other frayim says an interesting idea. Why is it, he says, different svara, why is it that a person has to look after his animals before he looks after himself? He doesn't say because of Tzav HaLachayim. He brings a medrash. The medrash says, Adam Buvehema Toshia Hashem. Adam Buvehema, Hashem saves, brings salvation to Adam and Behema. The medrash says that many times, Adam Bishvil Behema Toshia Hashem. If the person is not Zoicha, doesn't merit the Yeshua, the salvation of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but if he lacks parnosa, then his animals will suffer. Then many times the Rabbi Yishalim will bring him parnosa, bring him food, in order to be able to feed his animals, and he'll be able to eat the leftovers. That means someone's parnosa sometimes may come, if he doesn't merit it on his own rights, then the Rabbi Yishalim will bring it because of the behema, and through the behema he will be zeichel to parnosa. Zot the other frame, if that's the case, the person never knows whether his parnosa comes because of his behema or for himself. So he's got to look after his animals because they might be the cause of his parnasa. The cause of him having his own food may be his behemoths. So as if to thank them, he's got to make sure to look after them before he looks after himself. Says the other friend, by water, there's no lack of water in the world. Maybe in his days that was the case. There's no lack of water in the world. And we can't say that water comes b'shvil ha-behemoths in order to look after the animals. Therefore, you don't have to worry that your water is only bizchus in the merit of your animals. Therefore, there's no din to feed the animals before feeding yourself by water. Now, the poskim bring down the She'elas Yaivet says that all these halachas apply to fish just as they apply to animals. Coming to our goldfish, if someone has a goldfish, a tank with goldfish in, it's bichlal not poshut, that he's allowed to eat breakfast in the morning before feeding his goldfish. It may sound funny, but if you look at the poskim, there's very little way out of this halacha. Even the other frayim says, that why is this halacha not nohug nowadays? Why do people not keep this halacha nowadays of making sure to look after the animals before looking after themselves? And he says that most people, even if they are rearing animals, even if they have a farm, if they have chickens in their back garden, normally they have someone to look after them for him. They don't look after themselves. Now, if you have someone who's his achrayas to look after the animals, then you don't need to make sure the animals are being fed before you eat yourself, because by giving them over to someone to look after them, chazaka shliach oisa shluchusoi, who you can take on, is going to do his job properly. And once we know he's going to do his job, so we can rest assured that animals are going to be fed, and one can eat one's breakfast in the morning without going to find out have they been fed yet. But that's all very well if we have someone looking after the animals. But if we have a fish tank at home with goldfish inside, and we feed them ourselves, and there's no one specifically given the job to feed them, then this halacha should really apply. And the place can bring that there isn't really any reason why it doesn't apply. The only eitzah. The only answer I can think of for a person who doesn't want to have to feed his goldfish in the morning before eating his breakfast is if the times of the meals of a goldfish, whatever, call it a meal, the time of the feed is fixed at, let's say, 12 o'clock noon. So when you come home in the morning at 8 o'clock, then there's no chiyuv to feed it because it's not eating time yet. It's not meal time. It's only if the fish are up to eating, then you have to look after the fish before you look after yourself. There comes the point that if the camels weren't thirsty and they weren't ready for drinking yet, then the taka wouldn't have been a chiyuv to give the camels before giving Eliezer. It seems that Sefer Chassidim is taking on that everyone was thirsty, they'd been on a long journey, although they had to feed Zaderech. And they all would have liked to drink then and there. So the Sefer Chassidim says, from the fact that Rivka fed, gave the water to Eliezer before to the camels, we have a raya that by drinking this halacha doesn't apply.